Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined today by Bill Drees of the Memphis Daily News, Amos Mackey from the Commercial Appeal, Jackson Baker from the Memphis Flyer, and Les Smith from Fox 13 News. We start this week, Bill, with some legislation up in Nashville to take care of potentially the transfer of school buildings to the suburban districts if they go ahead with their nascent plans to form school districts. Curry Todd, a representative from the suburbs, making it easier for those buildings to move from county hands into the suburbs.
Right, which is the critical issue in terms of the suburbs creating their own municipal school districts and all of this. So far, there is not a Senate sponsor for the bill. That could change pretty rapidly in Nashville, as we saw a year ago with the Norris Todd bill. Some interesting reactions. Shelby County Mayor Mark Luttrell has said that he thinks this is essentially premature, that the timing on this is wrong, that the transition process to a merged school system is in a pretty critical place, and that the legislation should at least wait or stay on hold until that process has more of a chance to work itself out. Meanwhile, the suburbs continue to deliberate about forming these school districts, and the critical question for whether they can do it or not is how they would get the school buildings.
Right, and there's no, I think you said that no sponsor, Senate sponsor at this point. The governor has cooled to the idea, so this may slow down before Curry Todd gets it passed. We move to the county commission, Jackson Baker, and we think we have some clarity on redistricting and the shape of the new commission.
Well, things changed radically in the course of a week. Last week at this time, there was an apparent majority on the commission in favor of large multi-member districts, which satisfied seven people, and they thought they were very close to cinching the deal, but they overreached themselves. They tried to get the chairman fired, Sidney Chisholm, and they had a resolution to that effect. Well, if you threaten the king, you might as well kill him because he'll kill you otherwise. And every influential person in the African-American community, it seemed, showed up to testify in favor of single-member districts. They changed a couple of very key minds, and the forces who were the majority of the week before were in absolute retreat on a number of points. We're going to have single-member districts as a result of all that.
All right. We move to you, Amos Mackey, and an audit of the police department, undercover department, has revealed a number of things on a couple different fronts. Why don't you touch on that?
We've got a lot of interesting news out of MPD this week. One is the department discovered 79,000 memos written over a five-year period. They tested 20,000 of those and found that one out of every 15 should have been upgraded to an official police report or investigation. The key thing there is that these memos don't count against the city's crime statistics. Another interesting police-related issue this week was businessman Nick Clark's support of the undercover program, going and providing them with funds, secret office locations, almost like the fictional character Bruce Wayne in Batman. We have Nick Clark, a local millionaire, using his resources to help fight crime.
And I encourage people to go read your story. It's fascinating stuff. Thanks for joining us.